It's time to go beyond happy and to live joyfully. This is Lessons in Joyful Living with Kimberly Rinaldi, the founder and owner of the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Having created a highly successful coaching practice, Kimberly now teaches lessons in joyful living. She believes in empowering others and that through it, you have the ability to break through any and all barriers. What used to take weeks, months, or even years, she can now show you within a matter of hours with her programs. Kimberly can help you achieve your highest potential and move towards your sole purpose. And she provides you with tools that you can carry with you for a lifetime. This is Lessons in Joyful Living on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. And now, our founder and your host, Kimberly Rinaldi.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome. And thank you for joining us. It is Thursday, October 30th, 2014. Gorgeous, gorgeous Southern California fall morning. I'm loving the weather. As you know, I talk about the weather a lot. It's Southern California. I get to brag on it a little bit. What I wanted to share is I am putting together a book, 365 Lessons in Joyful Living, and was working on the introduction last night, or actually yesterday afternoon, and we were addressing, I say we, meaning me, addressing some challenges that I had experienced early on in my marriage. And it was a really interesting thing to sit down and put this to paper and understand where I was at that time. Now, what gets even more interesting is in the middle of this, I get a phone call from our guest for today. She was calling to chat a little bit, do a little reading for me so I could have some firsthand knowledge of what was going on with what she does before I brought her on the show today. And I was really focused on a time frame, and it was the first year of our marriage, and you put two people raised under the same roof, we weren't raised under the same roof. You put two people under the same roof who were raised separately with different backgrounds, different experiences. In any circumstance, it's a challenge. In my circumstance in particular, because I had always sworn that I was never going to get married, it was a huge challenge. So I was writing about it and really having some emotional pause and really going back to that place and really understanding how uncomfortable I was in that space. Not something I usually do when I'm expecting a phone call. So the call comes through and our guest today starts her reading, and the first thing she picks up on is the challenges around my marriage, and I'm cracking up because honestly, I have a wonderful marriage. I have an amazing husband. Mr. Rinaldi is fabulous. But I was so anti-marriage for so long, I don't know, you know, and in the first year, I didn't know if it was going to work or not. But it was interesting that she picked up on that, and we had a lovely reading, and I had some great time speaking with her, but I want to bring her on now to talk more. So today we have as a guest Joni Isinger. Joni received her master's social work degree from Columbia University, and she holds a postgraduate certificate in Gestalt therapy, which I love. In New York City, she provided individual and group therapy for 10 years. Her path took a detour when she became acutely chemically sensitive. She left conventional healthcare, found complementary alternative healing, and ventured out on a spiritual journey. As Joni healed, she spent a great deal of time reading and researching spirituality and healing, and she realized her newfound knowledge far exceeded the training she had received. She worked with a shaman and taught herself a tapping healing modality, basically EFT, Gary Craig's Emotional Freedom Technique. Joni received the ability to facilitate hands-on healing after listening to a friend describe what he had learned in a series of workshops. And as she opened up more, she became more gifted with an array of healing and channeling abilities. But basically, she found her path. So welcome to the show, Miss Joni Isinger. How are you?
I am fine in sunny fall New Jersey.
You know, we were talking about that yesterday. You're on the other coast. What is the weather there, my dear? You guys get real weather.
Well, we get four different seasons. We've got blue skies and clouds, and the trees are all different colors. It's in the, I think it's in the 50s now, and it's bright. And the sun's streaming in the window, and I'm smiling.
I love
the. I talk about the weather. I'm a weather.com person myself.
Do you watch the Weather Channel just because?
Yes, just because.
Just because. My husband will be somewhere, and especially because it's on like every cable network in hotels. I will put. He's like, why are you? Oh, because they're going to teach me about tornadoes next. Oh, I'm going to learn about a hurricane now. Yeah.
Yeah. We know a lot in this family. Yes.
I appreciated
your opening. Yeah. I was going to ask you about your weather, but that would have taken it off topic, and you brought it back to my topic. It's all fine.
I know. I love the weather, and I have a girlfriend who, when she wants to avoid discussing something, will be talking, and I'll say something, and she'll go, "Oh, it's nice we're having weather." I love that.
Weather happens.
So that's one of my go-tos. When people ask me something and I don't want to respond, I'm like, it's nice we're having weather.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having me here.
It is my pleasure. Now, I have to tell you, and we talked about it yesterday, but I was in the middle of writing, and I know I had told you, it was really a very big challenge for two reasons. Number one, I knew Mr. Rinaldi was not going to be happy that I was sharing such intimate details of our first year of marriage publicly. It's one thing for me to share it in a class setting. It's one thing for me to share it on a lecture. It's one thing for me to share it with hundreds of thousands of radio listeners.
Right.
But it's another thing to put it in writing where you can't retract it. So as I was writing it yesterday before you called, and I did get caught up in that, I was really reflecting on, this is number one, uncomfortable, because I was very uncomfortable in that space. And number two, when he is going to read it this evening, he's going to be quite uncomfortable with it. Last night, it was funny, because I called Dan. I was getting ready to finish up, go downstairs, throw dinner together, and I said, "Hey, I need you to come up and read this." And his you could hear the hairball in his throat. I said, "I'm writing a damn book. You're going to be asked to read shit. You're going to be asked for your opinion. Get over yourself. Get up here." And he came up and he read it. And he says, "You know, I'm not sure that you want to take people to that level of discomfort." And I said, "You know, it's proof that you can bridge that space. If I was there and I'm here, it's proof, and it's inspiration to someone. And that's why I'm willing to do it."
It's very healing what you're doing. It's therapeutic, and I believe that on a higher level, his spirit is also going through healing, as you put it down on paper.
Yeah.
I'd probably put money on that.
Oh, yeah. And it was interesting because in conversation, he has been very clear about what he will and will not approve. Adorable. He thinks he gets an option. and I knew this was crossing a line that he had had discomfort with. And I said, "You know, you have to understand there are people out there who feel so badly broken, as did I, that they don't feel they're ever going to be able to put those pieces together."
Maybe when this book is out there and you start receiving feedback, and that he realizes that you put out a gift for many, maybe there'll be a softening. And then that healing on the higher level will trickle down into the 3D, and he'll see that it was so necessary for everyone involved.
You know what? Surprisingly, he gave me grammatical correction.
Yeah. I can see that.
He's all, "Yeah, I think you need... You need to pull these two paragraphs together. I think you need some punctuation here." And I was dying. I'm like, "So there's something that's left unsaid." And he says, "You know, I'm sitting with this. I'm learning how to get comfortable with where you're
good
going.
Good for him. Good for him. So, he gets points.
Yeah.
He gets points.
He does. He's an amazing human being. So, yeah.
You sound blessed.
Thank you. I am. I am. So we are going to go into our first break in a couple minutes. When we come back, I want to talk about the fact that you worked in traditional mental health field. And now you're doing very spiritual, intuitive work. And I talk about this all the time. I have a high number of mental health professionals as students, as clients, and I love having these conversations behind closed doors where they start off with, well, I'd never say this in public, but there's a lot of energy-related work going on in that field, whether or not you guys will admit to it, right?
Right.
So when we come back, we're speaking with Joni Eisinger. We're going to talk about spirit and how it shows up in the mental health industry and how she made that step into really owning her energy. I know we have a bit of an echo that I'm hearing, so you may be hearing it too. We're also going to work on that on the break. So join us back in just a couple minutes. If you haven't joined me, go to KimberlyRinaldi.com. Find out where I am, what I'm doing, when I'm doing it, and we'd love to have you join us. You can also find my social media links. I'm on Pinterest and Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. So give us a check out. Go join us. Join us on social media. Sign up for the VIP newsletter. You're going to get a copy of my Deeper Meditation MP3 as well as some other nifty bonuses. So join us there, and more importantly, join me back here after the break. We look forward to speaking with Joni and hearing more about spirit, connection, and those things that keep us all moving towards enlightenment, growth, development, and positivity, and what it took for her to really embrace it, because if she's anything like me, it was a challenge going from that left brain world into embracing that intuitive nature. And it really is your nature. You really are intuitive. You really have those abilities, same as we do. So join us back in just a few moments. We look forward to seeing you here after the break.
Overcome tremendous obstacles herself, she believes happiness is overrated. She calls upon you to live joyfully. This is Lessons in Joyful Living, and Kimberly will be right back after these on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Welcome to TogiNet, radio with a cutting edge.
Is there more living for you to do?
Yes.
Start living inspired. Be here for Living Inspired with Tricia Goyer, Thursday afternoons at 4, 3 p.m. Central on TogiNet.com. Tricia will dig deep into topics that matter most to women, inspiring women to make a change in their own lives and to make a difference in the world, and maybe even deep within their own hearts. Tricia is a wife, mom, speaker, family expert, and author of 24 books. For more information on Tricia and Living Inspired, go to her website, TriciaGoyer.com. That's TriciaGoyer.com. Trisha's vision is to be the voice of hope and possibility for women of all ages. Her intention is to serve ordinary women by encouraging extraordinary things with God's help. Trisha expresses real life, real hope for real women. Is there more living for you to do? Yes. Start living inspired. Living Inspired with Tricia Goyer. Thursday afternoons at 4, 3 p.m. Central on TogiNet.com.
It's time to devote time to yourself and strap yourself in for a fun, down-to-earth, enthusiastic, compassionate, easy-to-understand discussion on the unlimited ways you can be all that you want to be. Join us for Be Institute Radio with Christine McKee on TogiNet Radio. Each week, Christine will have lively and open discussions and interviews, share stories and case studies, and hear from experts on the topic of the week. Christine, a registered psychologist from Australia and published author of Be by Design, How I Be Is Up to Me, hosts lively discussions and interviews every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Welcome back to Lessons in Joyful Living, teaching you how to truly stand in a place of peace, joy, and abundance, and know that it's calling for each and every one of us. This is what drives Kimberly to live what she teaches and to share her success and passion for helping others to help themselves. So let's get back to the show. This is Lessons in Joyful Living on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. And now, here again is our founder and your host, Kimberly Rinaldi.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome back. And it sounds like we got that echo handled. It was hard talking, I have to admit. I'm all about the transparency. I was hearing myself and I was getting confused. And I tell people I turn into a parakeet when I'm doing video production. If I can see a monitor, I start preening and looking at myself and forgetting that I'm being recorded. So hearing myself started putting me down that road. I'm like, oh, listen to me. I can hear me. Cracks me up every time. All right. Welcome back, Miss Joni. I get a little squirrely sometimes. Are you there?
Yeah, it's squirrely in terms, you mean with the echo feedback?
Oh, just in my behavior, but the echo feedback started it.
I couldn't tell.
Oh, thank you.
Couldn't tell.
So I was mentioning before we went into break that I have a high number of mental health professionals who are students and clients, and it's because I came from that arena. I came from healthcare, so it's not surprising that's who I draw to me. I love asking this question, and it's about an 80% yes rate that I'm getting. My question is, how much of what you experience as what we will call mental health challenge do you believe is energetic influence?
Oh, that's a good question. I like it. Maybe I'd say at least 75%, because we have to take into consideration the person's upbringing, the learned behavior, and some of the biology and genetics. But when I go in, which means when I start channeling, there's usually a pre-birth plan regarding their major challenge that they've chosen before incarnation. And if not, then there's a lot of karma that comes in from other lifetimes that's affecting their behavior or their thought processes, the decisions they're making regarding who is in their life. So there is so much more, I believe, than what a therapist is able to pick up in a session.
But from a therapeutic standpoint, and I'm going to ask you this because you spent 10 years in the industry and you were working with clients with significant issues.
Yes.
I have had so many therapists tell me, you know, the reason that they start to believe in energetic influence, I mean, I actually had one who retired and worked with me for a year to get over what she was experiencing. She says, you know, you're working with something and their voice changes, their countenance changes. And for her, the issue was she was thinking, didn't say a word, thinking, holy crap, and I'm mm-hmm. paraphrasing, mm-hmm. holy crap, I think this person has an energetic, what we will call influence, possession, however you want to take it. And she said the client who she had been working with for some time looked up at her, looked her in the eye, and in a very different voice said, oh, it's worse than you think.
Mm-hmm. My experience was different. I worked for 10 years spiritually sleeping.
Yeah.
I had not been gifted with abilities. I was your average trained psychiatric social worker. I originally worked with addicts and alcoholics in a day treatment program, and then I worked with the mentally ill in another day treatment program. Hook, line, and sinker. I was, you know, great student, even the Gestalt therapy training. It was about even in the here and now, it was what you could see before you. So I left conventional in 98, and I had this spiritual awakening in 2003. So it wasn't until I started becoming gifted with abilities after I was out of the field that I looked back and I I thought, oh my gosh, all these clients, hundreds upon hundreds of clients, what did I miss? And I went through a process. I had guilt. I felt guilty. My gosh, I let all of these folks that I believed had negative energies within them go by. And I wasn't doing appropriate interventions. And I had to go through my own process, my own healing regarding accepting and understanding that I was not to be awake then. I was to have a retrospective regarding what this was about.
It's an interesting conversation, and I love having it with people who are currently in or have, you know, left the mental health industry, conventional therapies. It's, you know, talk to them. For those of you who are listening, talk to your massage therapist. When you're getting a massage, there comes a point when you're working with somebody, whether it's mind, body, or spirit, you spend enough time working in the industry, you start becoming more in tune to energetic influence. Good, bad, and indifferent, frankly. You're working in other people's energy. You start to become more attuned to it. I'd like to say, Joni, that those 10 years fine-tuned and honed you for your spiritual awakening. Does that make sense?
I believe that, and I also believe that the 10 years of the counseling experience prepared me for the work I do now. I'm a spiritual counselor. People come to me and they share everything and more. Yeah. I'm able to address very painful issues, and I'm very grateful for those 10 years of conventional training, and I now see both sides. I do often recommend therapy for people.
Love that. I didn't step out publicly as a psychic and a medium until I had mastered the behavioral therapies, because it used to kill me to hear, you know, friends and family and just people in general. Oh, I went and saw a psychic about, you know, the boyfriend, and the conversation went like this. Yes, he's a cheating bastard. Thanks for coming. Bye-bye. You know, and for me, that just, oh my God, that would drive me nuts. So once I had mastered and was actually teaching at a mastery level, you know, neuro-linguistic programming, hypnotherapy, these other tools, then it was, okay, so now I can step out as a psychic and medium, because when I've got somebody who's there, it's like, okay, sweetie, let's look at the fact that the last three relationships, they were all cheating bastards.
Right.
Now let's hold up a mirror and see what it is that you're looking for, that you keep making these choices, and let's work to get through that.
Right. I believe that your setup, the way it was set up for you, whether you pre-birth planned it or they were the choices you made post-incarnation, perfect laying out of everything you needed to do to make the package that you are today.
Yeah. And it's about empowerment. It really is. I tell people, you know, I don't want people relying on me for their readings and their answers. I forget to feed the cat. The cat's pretty pissed off at me most days. And he lives in the same house. So I don't want to be responsible for other people's answers. And frankly, I'm not. And that's the difference between what I believe is somebody who's working in spirituality for growth and development versus somebody who is working in it for entertainment. And I really do call it entertainment if all you're doing is providing answers. If you're not providing insight and direction, I think you're doing yourself and your clients a disservice.
I find that there are clients who don't return because they're not ready to do the work. They would rather have the answers, and they find it overwhelming or threatening. Yeah. And those are also similar individuals that might choose not to go to a therapist as well. So yes, in terms of entertainment or the quick fix or the spoon feed, I don't do that. Every now and then, maybe if it's a psychic fair, maybe someone will come and they'll want the chop answers, but I don't expect to see them again. It's not a regular thing, and I would not want to create a dependency.
Yeah. I love that. I think I was 19, and I think I've shared it on the show. Got my first psychic reading from someone else, and at the end, and I'd gone with a girlfriend. The girlfriend asked, so, you know, when do I come back? And the psychic told her, I see people, you know, 3 to 6 months, usually no more than, you know, a handful of times in a year. unless something major changes in your life.
Right.
And I turn and say, okay, so when do you want to see me back? And she says, oh, you don't need to come back ever.
Oh, how beautiful.
And I went,
wonderful.
I'm dying. You're right. You tell me I'm dying. She's like, no, no, you're on your path. And when you realize what your path is, you'll understand this. And it took me probably 10 years, 15 years to get to. It was like, oh, I get it. I'm capable of understanding my own answers.
Right.
So
I don't believe that we're here to, again, create dependencies. People come on our path, and if they come back every now and then, that's for more guidance. But as I tell people, I'm sure you do too, we're all hardwired the same way. We're all journeying together, and that when your toolbox is filled up, then you can do this yourself. You don't need me. You don't need anyone. Your guidance is your best friend.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to go into our next break. When we come back, we're speaking with Joni Isinger. We're talking about your connection to your truth, essentially. But before we go into the break, Joni, I have to ask you, just because when I started doing this professionally and stepped out, I was one of those, and I'm holding my fingers up in a mudra, and I'm holding, you know, hand position right now, first and third finger. And I'm doing the... I am a psychic. I do not use tools. I rely solely on my intuition. Do you use tools?
Do I use tools?
Yeah.
I used to. I have crystals. Every now and then I'll pick up a crystal. Every now and then I'll pick up an essential oil. When I first started awakening, I used more things, and then I learned about intention, and that's my world of make-believe. And I started letting things go and going into a fifth dimensional reality where I don't need anything but the desire to create my reality through my thoughts and my feelings and my vision.
That's so funny because I went the other way. I started off as a purist. I do not need tools. I play with tools all the time. I have an addiction to cards because I love the art on them. But everybody does it differently. So I love that you came from that direction and that we're both, you know, we both come from different directions on this. Join us back in just a few moments. We're speaking with Joni Isinger. We're talking about connection. We're talking about your intuition. We're talking about your ability to connect with what you need, depending on how you need to. So join us. If you haven't joined me and you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can text LIJL for Lessons in Joyful Living to 22828, and you're going to get added to that VIP newsletter. Come back in just a moment.
Having overcome tremendous obstacles herself, she believes happiness is overrated. She calls upon you to live joyfully. This is Lessons in Joyful Living, and Kimberly will be right back after these on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Welcome to TogiNet, radio with a cutting edge.
It's time to devote time to yourself and strap yourself in for a fun, down-to-earth, enthusiastic, compassionate, easy-to-understand discussion on the unlimited ways you can be all that you want to be. Join us for B Institute Radio with Christine McKee on TogiNet Radio. Each week, Christine will have lively and open discussions and interviews, share stories and case studies, and hear from experts on the topic of the week. Christine, a registered psychologist from Australia and published author of Be by Design, How I Be Is Up to Me, hosts lively discussions and interviews every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Do holidays and celebrations get you down and leave you feeling frazzled? Then join Sandy Fowler and her guests on Heart-Filled Holidays every Monday at noon, 11 a.m. Central on TogiNet.com. Sandy will help you discover the secrets to having the celebrations you've always dreamed of while adding fun and meaning to your life. From Valentine's Day to Christmas to special family events, Sandy Fowler will show you how to put the fun and meaning back into those special days by taking a look at what we can do to turn the upcoming holidays into cherished memories and show us how to allow it to intertwine with everyday life. For more on the show, Sandy, and to receive Sandy's Holiday Happiness Booklet, go to heartfilledholidays.com. Then get set to discover the secrets to creating happy holidays and happy everydays by joining Sandy Fowler and her guests on Heartfilled Holidays every Monday at noon Eastern Standard Time on toginet.com.
Welcome back to Lessons in Joyful Living, teaching you how to truly stand in a place of peace, joy, and abundance, and know that it's calling for each and every one of us. This is what drives Kimberly to live what she teaches and to share her success and passion for helping others to help themselves. So let's get back to the show. This is Lessons in Joyful Living on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. And now, here again is our founder and your host, Kimberly Rinaldi.
Good morning, and welcome back. And we're speaking with Joni Isinger, and we're talking about intention, we're talking about energy, we're talking about connection. So, Joni, you left conventional mental health services and stepped into this in a big way.
Yeah.
Looking back, and I love, what is it, the Tuesday morning quarterbacking, the Monday night football game. Looking back, you can see how the path laid out and how you got here. But back it up, rewind it. Because I don't know too many people who wake up, at 8, 10, 12 years old saying, I want to be a psychic and a medium and a healer when I grow up.
Right. That's right.
Uh-huh. How far out of reality was this for you?
This was a 180-degree switch.
Yeah.
I didn't believe any of this. Anything that I'm saying now, I didn't believe. I had a doctor for every body part. I was a very physically sick individual. Mm-hmm. I worked closely with psychiatrists, happily handing over scripts to psychiatric patients.
Yeah.
And I made fun of the word aura and chakra, and I thought that all people who were earthy, crunchy, they had daisies in their braids and walked around with gauze skirts and tambourines.
Oh, my God. And when Shirley MacLaine released the book about reincarnation in the 80s,
yeah.
I mocked. Oh, my word, I mocked.
So did I.
I teach it. It's fabulous.
It's tremendous. It was my world collapsed and was rebuilt, yet I had a foundation that, like you said, was planned out beforehand. There was a perfect setup.
Yeah.
And I was ready. I had no fear. I knew how to work through guilt and shame and doubt. So as it all started happening, as the abilities started coming through, I didn't feel that there was anything wrong with me. I knew something was happening, and I didn't know. I didn't believe that I was crazy. I just didn't know what would happen to me each day because I was concerned I might lose people, which happened. There were people who thought I was nuts, and that was all fine. But I was more concerned about my future because I had for 40 odd years, I had a clear path. I thought I was going to be a private therapist, have some kids. And that was it. I thought I would be a shrink all my life. And then I was losing my religion and losing my belief in the medical field and the mental health field. And all the different paradigms that were set up for me were collapsing like a house of cards.
Yeah. And you know what? And I don't love that you went through this, but I can share with you the same experience. Your chemical sensitivities, I ended up housebound for 7 months with acute asthma. I was doing nebulizer breathing treatments 4 times a day, rescue inhalers. Oh. And it was at the point where I was having to decide, do I live who I am or do I live what I've learned?
Right.
And I say the universe only dangles a carrot for so long. I was getting the 2x4 across the forehead. Mm-hmm. I still have splinters to prove it.
Yeah.
But I had to be, and I say this too, sometimes you have to be knocked to your knees because the only place to look is up from there. And I had to be shut down physically in order to open up spiritually.
That's very common. Yeah.
Yeah, I was walking both paths, but I was very closeted about the spiritual work because I worked in healthcare. I worked in Western medicine. I didn't want people thinking I was batshit crazy. Because I'd spent years judging and thinking everybody else doing this was batshit crazy.
Right, that's right, that's right. I don't want to say that what was common, what happened to you, the dark night of the soul, where you're hit with the 2x4, and where you live the unspeakable, where the universe gives you the option, do you go down the fork to the left or to the right? That's very common. I'm sorry that that happened to you, yet you had the wonderful opportunity in that darkness, in that dark time, to have a choice, and you took it. You said, I'll do this.
Yeah. Now, coming out the other side, you mentioned, and I've got your bio, so I know how serious it was. Coming out the other side, when you embrace that spiritual nature, that intuitive nature. This is our nature, people. When you embrace that, the body steps into alignment, doesn't it?
Yes, it begins healing.
Yeah.
It your illnesses start fading as you go through acceptance and forgiveness and gratitude, living present-centered, and everything comes together. The synchronicities abound. You can call them miracles, no coincidences. And yes, there is that you can have an ultimate transformation. People would say to me, you look different. You look brighter. You have a glow. And they were in disbelief. Yeah. When I say I don't go to the doctor.
I see people now 13 years, 12 years after I left healthcare. I see people now who I knew then who haven't seen me in this time frame. I'll run into them occasionally because I still live in the same community. And they're like, oh, my God, you look 10 years younger now than you did then.
That's right.
And it's 12 years later. Yeah, because I'm at peace. I am in oneness. I have, a minuscule amount. My stress is, am I going to find parking when I run over to the Sprouts or the Whole Foods?
That's right. That's right. Many people think when they hear this, like, how could it be they're in peace with everything that's going on in the world that they believe we drank the Kool-Aid or we're wearing rose-colored glasses?
Right.
And I oftentimes tell people, I say, no, this isn't a cult. This is a mastery of what is offered to us. This is knowing that everything is fine, that we are very, very much loved. And with that spiritual perspective that everything is as it should, that we can experience joy.
Yeah. And I talk about joy being that peace, and you hit on it. It's that peace and understanding that no matter what happens, our eternal, perfect soul is fine. Doesn't matter what happens.
That's right.
And no one can take that from you. You know, does it mean that there's crap going on in the world? Yes, but honestly, do yourself a favor. Turn off the fucking news, seriously.
That's right.
And pardon the F-bomb on this, but I just spent 3 days that I can do it in Pasadena, which is a Hay House event. This was a big topic. There is so much negativity mongering out there. There are 8 billion people on this planet, folks. The negativity is a minuscule, infinitesimally tiny amount of what's going on. 8 billion people, most of us just trying to get from today to tomorrow doing the right thing.
And
but what is the news? What does the media focus on?
And the spiritual awakenings are not advertised. And the miracles are not discussed openly. So people only think that it's Ebola, etc. that's happening. People aren't aware of what's coming, too. This is the shift. This is our time.
Yeah. So, do yourself a favor. Turn off the damn news. Start focusing on what's right in your world. Start a gratitude journal if you don't have one. Start a gratitude practice. I tell people my prayers the last 15 years are 99% of the time prayers of gratitude. Mm-hmm. And they're often even prayers of gratitude in moments of challenge. I was sharing January of 2012, I got in a car accident. I was hit by a drunk driver. Got home in the mail, I was being sued. I had 2 notifications of lawsuits pending. All in the same day, where most people would be doing the why me, this is terrible. I sat down, and yeah, I had moments of challenge in it, but I sat down and I thought, you know what? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, universe, for trusting that I can handle all of this at once, number one. Number two, for the wonderful life I live, that when problems happen, they're sort of clustered so I can get through them quickly and get back to the wonderful life I live.
That's right. You would never be given these things if you weren't able to handle it. I believe that God doesn't put things on your plate if you weren't be able to be effective in handling it.
Yeah. So, you know, think about this. Think about the gratitude. Think about the grace. Think about the choice that you made to be here. It is not an accident. You are here for a reason now. And that's to help raise the vibration of this experience. We all, each and every one of us here at this time right now, are here for this purpose. So start focusing on what's right. I also say, you know, optimist, pessimist, it isn't whether the glass is half full or half empty. Be grateful you have a damn glass.
That's right.
It's a different perspective.
Mm.
It's a different perspective. So why do you think we made a choice to be here in body?
We love it here, Kimberly.
Yeah.
I hear that over and over again. I channel it. I read about it. And I feel it, that this reality that I lovingly called Earth School is a, I'll go along with that trash mouthy, it's a kick-ass planet.
Yeah.
It really is. And that it's not for the light at heart. And that we come down here for soul growth opportunity. What is seemingly bad is all fine. And that we sometimes choose for seemingly bad things to happen in order for us to have the opportunity to make shifts. So when we go back home, they say, hey, how was it? Nice to see you again. What did you learn?
Yeah.
And there are other planets also. I do believe in existence on other planets. There are other planets that are quite dense. This one is very challenging because we're a spirit that normally doesn't incarnate into a physical vessel. Barbara Ann Brennan, who wrote Hands of Light, she describes in great detail how the spirit actually enters a physical body and also how it departs. And it's very complicated, and I think that when the soul goes back home, it feels very free. So I believe that it's a very challenging place where you can, with free will choice, which also is a wonderful gift here, we get many, many opportunities to grow. Unlike other realities, which are not necessarily as challenging.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's just it. I often say everything we experience is neutral until we put a value on it, because it is for the purpose of our soul's growth, and we have a limited understanding on this side. So it is a neutral until you put a value on it. The good news is you can revalue anything. That's what healing is about. So we are going into our last break. When we come back, we're speaking with Joni Isinger. We're talking about your soul. We're talking about your perfection, your divinity. Join us back in just a moment.
Having overcome tremendous obstacles herself, she believes happiness is overrated. She calls upon you to live joyfully. This is Lessons in Joyful Living, and Kimberly will be right back after these on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Homeschooling? Have questions? Get your pen and paper ready. It's the sociable homeschooler, Vivian McNinney. Fridays at 5, 4 Central on TogiNet.com. After a handsome blue-eyed Texan fell in love with Vivian at the Victoria Station in London, she found herself at DFW Airport with a tiny suitcase and a snazzy little duffel bag. Well, 25 years later, she is now happily married to that blue-eyed cowboy. They have 4 grown children, ages 24 to 18, who became willing guinea pigs when she unwittingly stumbled upon the world of homeschooling. Wildflower Academy flourished for 15 years. They survived and thrived, and you can too. Vivian will be covering a wide range of issues that face homeschoolers. What do you do with kids in the summer? How to set up your one-room schoolhouse? How obedience is paramount? And what to do with those snakes? Plus, she'll be sharing ideas and insights that she gleaned from other homeschoolers. So join us for an engaging hour with a sociable homeschooler, Vivian McNinney, Friday afternoons at 5, 4 Central on TogiNet.com.
Kids, do you think you're creative? Do you want to be? Don't have enough time for your arts, crafts, and hobbies? Or do you just need a kick in the pants? Hi, I'm Mark Lipinski, the host of Creative Mojo with Mark Lipinski, right here on TogiNet Radio. Come on and join me every Wednesday afternoon for some creative inspiration and two of the fastest fun-filled hours of your week. Hey, need ideas? How about a little motivation and a lot of inspiration? Join the fun on Creative Mojo with me, Mark Lipinski. I'm here live every Wednesday afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 Pacific, right here on TogiNet.com. Now what are you waiting for?
Welcome back to Lessons in Joyful Living, teaching you how to truly stand in a place of peace, joy, and abundance, and know that it's calling for each and every one of us. This is what drives Kimberly to live what she teaches and to share her success and passion for helping others to help themselves. So let's get back to the show. This is Lessons in Joyful Living on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. And now, here again is our founder and your host, Kimberly Rinaldi.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome back. And this morning we're speaking with Joni Isinger and we're talking about your eternally, divinely planned purpose here. And it's for growth. It's for learning. So, Joni, you really have walked a very challenging path, the path of the healer, the path of the seer. There are a lot more of us in this incarnation. And we are what I call light bearers. What do you say to the person who's listening right now and saying, you know, God, that feels familiar, it feels right, but my world is so such that, you know, they won't accept me. I couldn't possibly do this. It's not for me, but I don't feel like I fit in here either. What do you say to that person?
Well, I meet many people who say that they don't feel like they belong. And I say we're here and believe that we are here. You are not alone. You don't remember your choice in coming to Earth to spread light to everyone. And that if it's that overwhelming, you take it a moment at a time, day at a time, break it down. Start reading spiritual books. Go to meetup.com and go to find a spiritual group. Reading books helped me very much because I didn't feel alone. Mm-hmm. Also, I believe in the power of intention. I believe in that our thoughts create our reality and that one can intend to increase their spiritual circle. And they can have teachers come on their path as well. So if they ask the universe to bring like-minded souls to their door, they will start meeting others who feel similarly and who can also teach them and welcome them, bring them into this house of love that will encourage them to shift and shed old patterns. That's what I would say.
I love that. I love that. So we're in our last segment, and this goes so quickly. I want to invite you back because I want to talk about, if you would, the next time we speak on air, I want to talk about, and we were mentioning it on the break, energetic attachment and addiction. I think it's a huge issue. There are little nasties out there who they enjoy the power that you give over when you're using mind-altering substances.
Yes.
And they're actually the ones who crave the mind-altering substance. So, yes, it sounds crazy, folks, but honestly, this is what we know to be true. These are the things that we experience in the work that we do. So I'd love to bring you back to speak to that issue specifically, Joni. Are you open to that?
I would love to. I have a lot to say about addiction. I worked with the addicts, and I and my clients come with many types of addictions, and I oftentimes do have to extricate negative energies from them.
Yeah, and it isn't just, you know, the big nasties, the alcohol, the prescription and recreational drugs. I was at an event, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, and Doreen Virtue was there, and she asked somebody if they wanted to be released from addiction. Mm. And, you know, this is 5,000-6,000 people in the audience, and somebody was selected and came up on stage, and she said she had a major caffeine addiction. Now, at the time, I would not have admitted to the fact that it was a caffeine addiction. I just knew that I really liked coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 6 to 10 cups a day plus
wow.
iced tea. Yeah, I was living on caffeine. So she brings in Archangel Michael, who is a powerful warrior,
yes.
and releases this woman from her caffeine addiction. I kid you not, I was an espresso junkie. I was a cappuccino junkie. And the next morning I woke up, now going from 6 to 10 glasses or cups of coffee plus tea a day, the next morning I woke up, I had no desire for coffee. Yeah. It was on the third day I realized not only was I not drinking it, I didn't have the typical headache.
Yeah.
You know, it. I did not realize I had an what we will call an entity or an energy that had attached. And I come from a family with major addiction issues, so I knew this on a conscious level.
Yes.
But was not aware of the energy that had attached that had that, that was working through me. So,
did you experience that healing while you were
in the audience?
Wow. Secondary yes. healing. Phenomenal.
Yeah. yeah. In the audience, because it was something that obviously my spirit was ready to release.
Yes.
Now, and I know we didn't get to a whole lot of the conversation about what we worked with together yesterday, but you helped me do some releasing on some other issues. That is one of your gifts, is that you're able to see when there is an attachment. And we had attachments to past life issues and past beliefs, and we did some healing work yesterday. And I have to tell you, I slept really well last night.
I'm glad.
Yeah, and woke up, you know, this morning thinking, okay, feeling a little different about some of these things.
Mm.
You know, whether it's metaphor, I tell people, I don't care if you believe, look at the outcome. Look at the outcome, whether it's metaphor, whether it's, you know, actual, it's irrelevant. Look at the outcome. What is it getting you? So
I
want to thank
thing.
You for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to thank you for that. So we did some
welcome.
Really good work together.
It was my
together.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
So where do our listeners go to find you?
Well, they can find me on my website, which is www.joanies, J-O-A-N-I-E-S, white, as in the color, light, mm-hmm. as in turn on the light, healing.com. That's joanieswhitelighthealing.com. And they can also, for right now, they can Google my name, Joni Isinger, because my present website is a static site. I'll be changing to a new website where I can put up podcasts and YouTubes.
Okay.
You can find me on Facebook under Joni Isinger. But if you're going to be befriending me, please mention the show in the message. You can also find me on Facebook under Joni's White Light Healing. On Twitter, I'm at Joni Isinger. LinkedIn, Joni Isinger. And I think I've covered everything.
Yeah. You're like me. I'm like, I'm all over social media. Go find me.
And I've recorded a few songs. So if you go to YouTube and type in my name, you'll find some songs up there too.
Perfect. Perfect. So what, and you had mentioned reading, what's the number one book, if you had to give people a recommendation, the number one book that you would recommend for spiritual development, growth, awakening, insight, what's the one that influenced you the most?
Your Soul's Plan by Robert Schwartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z, and his follow-up book, Your Soul's Gift. They're both about pre-birth planning, and they both changed my life.
Yeah. It's the understanding that this is, it's not that we don't have control. We have complete control. We have free will. But if we put something on our path, on our plan, we're not going to get away from it until we deal with it. Ladies, think about how many men you've dated who are essentially all the same man with different faces and different names.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's on your path to learn from. You're not going to get away from it until you learn from it. And I say, ladies, men do it too, but I know from my experience.
Yeah.
I concur.
Yeah. So
if it is a pre-birth plan, there's free will choice, but whether it was planned beforehand or you made that choice after you're here, you need to learn that lesson in order to move forward.
Yeah. Because the universe will keep asking, are you really over this? And its way of asking is throwing that crap on your path over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. The beauty of it is there comes a point where you look in the rearview mirror and go, oh, that totally would have thrown me. That's when you know you're over it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. So, Joni,
yes.
You do gallery readings.
Yeah.
Is it monthly? Is it, how often are you doing this?
I'm doing it monthly at a restaurant nearby, and it's so much fun. I love this. The restaurant books the back room, and mm-hmm. people dine for 2.5 hours while I do open readings for everyone. I think we have up to 25 people maximum because I can't do 2-minute readings for people.
Right.
And it's what I like to liken it to is it's like spiritual group therapy because people hear each person's reading or healing and they cannot help but learn from everyone's experience. It's
and that's
a beautiful
just
thing.
It. Those groups coalesce for a reason. You're there. Every single thing you're experiencing, it's like me getting that secondary healing from somebody who came on stage with Doreen Virtue. I was there at that moment for that reason, for that purpose.
Exactly.
So think about that. And they can find you on your website for booking that as well?
That would be Joni's White Light Healing on Facebook, where they scroll to the bottom of the homepage and they would see on the Twitter and the Facebook read, the feed.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Well, we're coming to the end of the hour. I want to thank you for joining me, Joni, and I look forward to that next conversation. I really want to talk about addiction and how releasing these energies can help you release those outcomes.
I look forward to coming back, and thank you so much for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you. And thank you all for listening. Thank you for joining me on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network on Lessons in Joyful Living with Kimberly Rinaldi. Go out and do good things for you today. Put yourself in the center of your universe. There is nothing selfish about that. That is what you are here for. You are here to master your life purpose. You are here to experience the good, the bad, the indifferent, and the beauty that is humanness. So put yourself in the center of that. Stop trying to step away from living your life. Stop putting everybody else first. It's healthy. It's appropriate. It's what you're here for. And then remember, when you find your lesson in joyful living, whatever it is, that's only half the path. Share it. That's the other half. Share it. Help others maybe not have to do the heavy lifting in their world. It's an important thing. And we look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow, 10 a.m. live Pacific time. If you haven't gone to iTunes, and I ask this as a personal favor today because we had to reload my iTunes account, we lost all of your wonderful reviews. If you haven't gone to iTunes and you have an iTunes account, go and review the show. We love hearing what you love about this show, and that's what brings us the guests we have. So do that. I appreciate it. We'll see you here tomorrow.
Living with Kimberly Rinaldi on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Each week, Kimberly will be sharing from her 20-plus years in corporate and business development, decades of combined experience, to help you go past happy and to get to joyful living, to truly stand in a place of peace, joy, and abundance, and know